Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Hey, baby, we gonna be here all day. We gonna be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to The Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler over here, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. Very excited to have on The Way Back in the seat today, ladies and gentlemen, the machine, Bert Kreischer, is here.
Trigger warning. You will find tobacco in your life again. Listen to where we're going today. Trigger warning. If you're trying to quit smoking, dipping, chewing, pouches, whatever you got, don't listen to this. Because motherfucker.
So you said Tom got you addicted. Is
Tom
that
got
right?
me back addicted.
Back
to,
addicted yeah. to it. But when did you first start? I'll tell you, and then you go first, and I'll
Freshman year, Russell Matthews, me, Alan Rieger, Blake Casper, Kamen Lazara, I think maybe Jay Langford. We were walking in South Tampa in one of the most beautiful fucking neighborhoods you could ever walk in. I miss South Tampa. If I could, I'd live there. And Russell Matthews pulled out a can of Hawkins. And he said, do you want to take a dip? And I said, no, I don't want to throw up. And he goes, no, this isn't bad. You should try it. And I felt my first chest hair come out. I put in a dip of Hawkins and we walked and it kicked in. And we talked, and we walked to the golf course, and we took it out, and I was hooked. I was hooked, and I was. It was the first. The you know, Pinocchio had the Donkey Boys. That was my first walk into the Donkey Boys. I tried a cigarette after that. Fucking loved cigarettes. I wasn't even doing it right. They taught me how to inhale. Loved a cigarette.
Had you had a drink before that?
No.
You did tobacco before anything. That was your tobacco first
before anything. Yeah, yeah, first too. Substance. And then I would get cigarettes, and we would walk around our neighborhood and fucking smoke cigarettes, and fucking it was so fun. The smell of a cigarette when the first draw of a cigarette, dude, is so sexy.
Still, the first strike when that tobacco, when the before it's smoked and everything's coming out of it, that first light of a cigarette smells so fucking good.
Smells so
fucking my dad tooth. Gave me dip. I'm telling you, in elementary school, bro. I'm telling you, my father gave us the friend here. He went hard on it too. I saw him one day just out there popping, and he didn't do it a lot. He just had a...
He's like, Ryan, I'm not going to live forever. We need to get you into everything real quick.
He didn't even live long.
We don't know this right now, but I only got 12 years left. So let's get... It's going to be a little bit of a quick course.
Crash course.
Let me see your dick. Pull it out. All right.
So... He gives me Hawken, gives us Hawken, and teaches us, you know, put a little in your lip or whatever, right? Because he would hunt back in the day and stuff. Yeah. We were never into hunting. Once we found sports, he was like done. I think he just went hunting with his buddies to do something. You know what I mean? Once we were in sports, he was like, I don't give a fuck about hunting, but put it in. And I'm like, shit's kind of, I got a buzz. I really got like,
it's a cool, it's high, a cool buzz.
You know?
It's a cool buzz.
And then I start getting into it. But I'm talking, this is just a few months of this. And then next thing I know, I'm putting a Skull Bandit. All right. So now I got a Hawken in my lip and I got a Bandit in the side. Okay. I'm in elementary school. Okay. I'm in like fourth or fifth grade.
The most Baltimore thing in the fucking world.
And then I swallow it.
Oh, and I get, shout out to Ty Rodriguez. And I remember when Ty Rodriguez swallowed it.
I get
it.
So fucking sick, dude. So sick. And I'm like, Dad, I'm throwing up. And he is laughing so hard. I'm like, why would you give this to a kid? And he's like, That's why. I go, what do you mean? He goes, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it from now on. And Kirsten said it earlier. When you pop that wintergreen, to this day, you see how you are? I'm the opposite. I am nauseous as fuck when I smell that. And I've watched my friends swig accidentally off their Snapple bottle of spit and shit, you know, like, ah. But my dad told me, he said he watched his uncle. And this was back, because I remember when you could walk into like little convenience store. We had Little George's and all these little stores, and you could get Beech Nut. Like real tobacco, buddy. Red Man.
So Beech
Nut. Yeah, that old school Beech Nut right
Beech
there.
Beech Nut was the shit.
But my dad said he watched his uncle have a fall asleep in a recliner, and then he just heard, and he swallowed it, and he said he just shit and puked. And he's like, so I never saw my dad do it again after that either. I was like, what the fuck's that all about?
So I want to.
There they are. There they are. There's that Bandit.
I'm going to paint five pictures of my memories of tobacco. And these are beautiful. Is that one with Russell Matthews with Hawkins? And then I was a casual user. I would if the guys were doing it. And cigarettes in the back of Trey Arnold's car, driving around freshman sophomore year, smoking a cigarette in the back of that car. Anyone want a cigarette? Yeah, fuck yeah. And you smoke a cigarette. And to be in a car with a bunch of bros, driving around, talking shit, smoking cigarettes was fucking beautiful. Then... at Alan Rieger's beach house, Scott O'Brien got me to try Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. And
that was the next one.
And I was like, okay. It was the snuff. It was,
yeah.
It was not pouches. It was snuff. And you check the date on it. That was like all the fun shit. Yeah, what's the date on your Copenhagen? And they tell you and be like, it's going to be dry. And then you started getting into it. And then we go to baseball and Coach Kent let us dip. While we played, not during the games, but like he was our coach for our Legion ball, and he'd have a can, and he'd be like, "Boys," and we had teachers at school. Shout out to Coach Sayo, who would be like, "You got a can on you?" And you'd be like, "Yeah," and he'd take a dip out of your can.
He takes some of your
dip out of your can, but and then oh fuck, man, I missed that. The smell of that. So I will buy cans of Coke. I will never dip again. but I will buy cans of Copenhagen and cans of Skol Mint. So we then go to college, and Copenhagen's around. There's two types of dudes. There's dudes who dip Skol and dudes who dip Copenhagen. And my guys were the guys, the people I hung out with, Skol Mint. And motherfucker, I started dipping Skol Mint. And then Skol came out with flavors in my probably first junior year or third sophomore year. It came out, they came out with flavors, cherry. Oh, and all, I remember that summer when they came out with flavors, trying them all. I fucking I loved them. I loved them.
See, I never got into this because of that.
And cigarettes and Skol. There was no better feeling than going into my fraternity house and everyone's in the lounge. And we're all talking shit, busting balls. The funniest dudes I've ever known in my life were in that fraternity house. I remember Jason Filomeno. Shout out to Jason Filomeno. He was jacked as fuck. Everyone was sitting there, and he's like, and someone goes, Jason, how come your arms aren't as big as your legs aren't as big as your arms? And he goes, yeah, I don't know. And Damian Burdick goes, well, you should start sticking the needle in your ass. And and everyone's like, yo, I need a dip right now. That energy of like, we're going to light up Jason Filomeno. I remember Eddie Fernandez put his dog down, right? He had to hold on. He put his dog. This is the fucking hardest I've ever laughed. Eddie Fernandez put his dog down, and he was in chapter, and we're like, where's Chewy? And he goes, Chewy is a house dog. And this is a different time, okay? It was a black lab rescue. It was not a good looking dog, and it had ticks, and it was weird. And the dudes, no one knew who did it, but someone would take the chalk from the pool table, the white chalk, and put a line down Chewy's back so he looked like a skunk. And Eddie would get so fucking pissed. So one day, Eddie puts Chewy down. He goes, comes into the chapter, and it's fucking 180 dudes, right? 180 dudes. And Eddie comes into the chapter, and someone goes, where's Chewy? And he goes, well, I put her down because the way you guys treated Chewy, you didn't deserve that. Chewy was a great fucking dog. And we're all like, fuck. And Jason Filomeno was Eddie's roommate. He goes, Eddie, I got to tell you, man, I was responsible for the skunk line a lot of times. Like, we just thought it was funny. And, you know, if you, for any reason, if I had anything to do with the reason you put Chewy down, thank you. Lit up Chewy for an hour. They're like, that dog sucks so bad.
He's spitting.
A week later, Chewy shows the fuck back
up. No.
This motherfucker never killed his goddamn dog. He never killed his fucking dog. And then Chewy showed up, and Chewy was like, guys, but because we had trashed Chewy so hard, we ended up loving Chewy. Because Chewy was one of us now.
Yeah.
And, but I remember that as soon as everyone was like, I need a dip right now. And then this is about tobacco. So then I go to Europe. I smoke so much in Europe that I end up not enjoying it anymore. And I go home. I say, I'm done all tobacco. I'm done tobacco, all of it. And then I go to one softball, intramural softball game, and I put a dip in. And immediately I've never felt addiction that way. I went in and I felt it kick in, and I was like, God damn it, I'm fucking back. I'm back on dip. I can't fucking believe it. I moved to New York and I can't find dip and I don't want to smoke. So I quit. I quit altogether. The second I moved to New York, I never did it again. And I move out to LA.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. GhostBed. The coolest beds in the world.
And my dad sends me some cigars. And I had cigars before, but I saw it to be this highfalutin thing that I didn't want to be a part of. I opened the French doors. I lived in Cecil B. DeMille's old house. I opened the French doors overlooking Hollywood and Highland. And I had a cigar by myself in the house. Smoking inside, a cigar inside is so much sexier than outside, in my opinion. And I had a cigar, and the nicotine from the cigar kicked in. And I felt a little bit, and I enjoyed a cigar. And from that moment to this day, I have enjoyed cigars effortlessly. I love them so much because it allows me, I think it brings my blood pressure down. I've really started smoking cigars. Now, cut to, I'm not drinking, I'm in LA. I drive to the Rite Aid on the corner of Fairfax and Sunset. And I just met
Leanne. Next to the griddle, bro.
Yeah. Right next to the griddle. And I said, you know what? I wouldn't mind some Red Man. I hadn't had Red Man in a while.
And now I was like, you actually would chew back in the day too?
Oh yeah. Well,
I never did that.
We did all of it. In
you
all of high school.
Put a
big chaw in.
You would.
Yeah. And I
did you ever do the plug? Remember the one that had the
plug?
Yeah,
of course. Of course.
Kirsten, bring up tobacco with the plug. That
a plug of tobacco.
I never got into that. I would see it all the time, and I'd see dudes do it. I'm like, you're a different type of dude. You're using the plug.
Plug, and they had Red Man totems. Yes,
you cut it off right there. See that?
Oh, it was so sexy. It just fall apart in your mouth. You'd have to work it. You'd get it in your cheek, and you have to work it.
See, I never
it
did.
Up.
You did
and
that
then it
one?
Would find its
you
integrity.
Chew that
it would
one
find its
bit.
Integrity in your fucking mouth. Levi Garrett's really great. Good, but Redman totems were awesome. They were this long, and it was a plug stick.
That's it. That's the one I'm thinking
of,
the
Redman
totems.
And so I'm in New York. I'm in L.A. I haven't fucked with tobacco in probably 7 years, 6 years. And I put in a chew, and immediately I'm back. Immediately, I'm not going to dip. I don't want to dip, but I'm going to start chewing. And Leanne's dad has chewed almost twice a day his entire fucking life. I meet Leanne.
And what's he doing?
Red Man, Golden Blend. Golden Blend. Fuck, it's good.
There it
fucking
is right
Red Man
there.
Golden
Red
Blend
Man
is so
Golden
fucking
Blend.
Good. And I was working with Jay Moore at the time. Jay used to dip. I didn't want to dip because I thought dip was the next level. I've always held dip at this, like, I'm really respectful of not dipping because I know that once I dip, I'm gone forever. And so I start chewing Red Man Golden Blend. And Leanne's dad... when we went home for the first time, she was like, I'm really embarrassed. I'm not sure how you're going to fit in with my family. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, you know, we don't have money. And I was like, I'm fine. She goes, no. I mean, like, we're very modest. And I was like, that's fine. She's like, we're going to stay with my dad. And I was like, cool. She goes, well, my dad lives in a convenience store. I was like, what? She was like, he owns a convenience store. He lives in the back. So we're going to be living in a convenience store for like a week. And part of me is like, okay. Like, I didn't know how I was going to, you know, fit in. First of all, the convenience store was attached to the freezer. So it was ice fucking cold. There were zero windows. And he had the best fucking couch in the world. Second I got in there the first night, I was like, I could live in a convenience store for the rest of my life. Then I wake up and everything in a convenience store, you can just eat. You could just eat anything. There's beer for
there.
Miles.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting and drinking and eating in a convenience store all fucking...
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet. Resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
Day, and her dad gets the hookup on Golden Blend. So her dad starts hooking me up with Golden Blend, and I am fucking in it. I am chewing to the point I worked with Jay Moore.
What are you spitting in? Chocolate nuts can? You ever had the chocolate nuts? All the guys would have a chocolate nuts can.
Whatever
like
cup,
old coffee can.
Put a piece of paper in it, and then whatever cup I had was my spit cup. And I remember at my lowest of tobacco, I was working with Jay Moore. We were in Brea, and I walked from the Brea Improv to the grocery store behind the strip mall. But I walked all the way trying to get chew because I needed chew. I was addicted. I was really fucking addicted. And I went everywhere to get chew, and I couldn't find it. And I was like, oh, fuck, I have a problem. Leanne gets pregnant. We go to our wedding, fucking chew like crazy because we're in the South. We're driving in a car to go to our honeymoon. We went down to a place called Little Palm Island. Could not afford it. Still probably can't afford it. It's so fucking expensive. We didn't know how much it cost. We blew so much fucking money there. In the car, I put in a chew. Leanne's pregnant at the time, secret time. And I realize this is not going to end well. I'm like, I'm going to get mouth cancer. I have a baby girl on the way. I'm done. And I quit chewing tobacco that week. I never chewed again. I never chewed ever again. I started smoking cigars every now and then. I'd have
no
cigars.
Dipping,
no dip, no chew, no nothing. And then this soon to be fat fuck again, Tom Segura, says to me, have you had Rogues? I go, what the fuck's Rogue? And he goes, dude, they're awesome. And I'd seen like all the Bustin' with the Boys guys did it, all the Barstool guys all put Zins in their mouth. Shane Gillis eats them like Tic Tacs. And I'm like, fuck, man. I've wanted to flirt with them. So for so long, I've been flirting with Zins. I'd buy Zins. I'd buy cans and smell it. It would remind me of my pledge ship, of being a pledge. And I buy a can of Copenhagen and I'd put my tongue in it and taste it. No. And then I'd spit it out. Dude.
You'd buy a whole can, just lick it a little bit and then throw it out.
We drove Georgia to college, and I bought cans of Copenhagen and
just
licked them,
licked them, smelled them,
and it would bring me back to being. It would bring me back to.
Isn't it crazy nostalgia the way smell just ties to memories like that?
It's insane. Music too. David Allan Coe with a can of Copenhagen, and I learned how to drink over the Copenhagen, so I could drink and chew
and swallow it and shit.
Coach Kent said, you know, real men swallow it. Real men don't spit. And I was like, okay. So I started doing that. That's not good for you.
Dude, I remember. So the older times, right? Like, yeah, tell me if you had any of this. Our little league baseball coach smoked.
Oh,
right in our face.
Yeah.
Like I talk about it. He would lean over you and show you how to bunt with a cigarette. And your eyes are burning. And he's like, why aren't you getting down? I'm like, because your fucking cigarette's burning shit out of my eyes.
Alan Rieger's
coach
mom.
Coach Al would
Alan
smoke Rieger's, right in our face.
Alan Rieger's mom would drive us to the beach and smoke with the windows up.
Yeah.
And we're like, dude, I flew to Europe. I flew to Europe with my buddy Weecho. And we picked smoking section on the plane. They had a smoking section. You have never realized how little you smoke until you sit around smokers on a fucking plane. Both of us are throwing up like, this is disgusting.
The whole plane is a smoking section,
dude,
when someone's smoking on it.
It was, I have not smoked a cigarette in, so I was 22 when I went to Europe. So in roughly 30 years, I've not smoked a cigarette. I haven't taken a dip in 30 years.
30 years.
I have smoked cigars. I love cigars. I love cigars. I love everything about cigars. I love the history of the cigars. I love everything about cigars. And when I quit drinking for this big chunk, cigars were my go-to. A joint and a cigar. And I mean, I fucking Tatuaje cigar. A nice big bold cigar, a joint, and then a cigar on the back porch was my every night. And I said, I gotta stop on these cigars. The day we went to my cruise, we were in Miami, and Ryan, the same little addiction thing came out. And I was like, we got there, we landed, and off the plane, I didn't drink on the plane. And I was like, I wanna hit a vape pen and I wanna have a cigar. Let's go to a cigar lounge. And we went to a cigar lounge and sat with these men that all sit in the smoking cigars. And Leanne came. Leanne was like, ugh. Had the best fucking conversation and had a cigar, and I felt the kick of the nicotine when you get towards like halfway through, you feel it almost. And I was like, God damn it, I fucking love cigars. But he's like, I got to quit smoking cigars. So I'm smoking them every fucking day. I'm smoking sometimes two a day. I have one full cigar. Full fucking cigar. When I saw you,
that's a fat one out there he had.
And I said, I gotta quit the cigars because I would be like, we'd go to Austin.
How long does it take you to smoke a full cigar like that?
Like 45 minutes.
Are you doing it in one session or are you putting cut it and
No. By the way, shout out to Ron Bennington. I remember one time talking to him about cigars and he said, I have more cigars than I'll ever fucking smoke. I'll never get through all the cigars that I have. And he goes, if I don't like it, I'll just fucking have a new one. And so I started going like, I have so many fucking cigars because people send me cigars. Cigar manufacturers reach out to me, like Tatuaje. I can name them all right now, but they will send me boxes. So I have boxes and boxes of cigars. So if I didn't like a cigar, I'd start it. Maybe I'd have a cup of coffee, smoke a little bit of the cigar, put the cigar on, be like, fuck, I'm done with it. But I said to myself, I gotta quit cigars because I'm smoking too many of them. And then that soon to be fat fuck introduced me to Zyns. And I will tell you.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
The second, so we did Rogues. The Rogues didn't kick as much. They were fine. We were dabbling in Rogues. And then we got a can of Zyns. I had gotten high after a show. I'm not really drinking much after my shows these days at all, really. And I got high and I put a Zyn in. And my fingers started tingling. All of it came back.
Does it taste like the old dip?
No.
It
doesn't. It just tastes a little wintergreen.
It's just the nicotine.
It is so beautiful.
Kirsten, bring up Hawken. That's,
Hawken's the gateway drug. It's the finger in the pussy. If you're looking to fuck, Hawken's the finger in the pussy. Skull Mint is neck kissing. But fucking Copenhagen is anal sex. It is so good.
Copenhagen is anal sex.
Cigar is more like just like flirting and texting, in my opinion. And I'll tell you right now, these Zyns, there's maybe, and Peter's as addicted as I am because I got him addicted because I got addicted. I was like, I'm not going into this alone. I said, listen, it's not bad for us if we just do it for a short period. So we're quitting January 1st. We're quitting.
Okay.
But I put it online. I was like, how many Zyns are too many Zyns? Because we're 6 milligrams is the ones we're doing. And I've a cup of coffee and a Zyn. And you are so fucking creative. You are so dialed in. You are so, it's a buzz. And I got to be honest with you. I think sometimes I don't drink because I want to have a Zyn.
I had a buddy one time. His brother had sent him some Cubans from Florida. And also some rum, but the rum broke in the package and soaked the cigars. So he let them dry, sun dry. He was like, let's just try them. Let me tell you something, Burke Reicher. I got so fucked up smoking a rum-soaked cigar. I got fucked. I had to put it out. I'm fucked up.
Brothers.
Happy accident.
Black dudes love, my dad, there's a, they love.
I like how you clarify.
Brothers, black dudes, black men. Black men love a little bit of cognac in their humidor and to let it seep into the cigars.
Oh, is that right?
That's
a thing.
Brand new stereotype. But I've only known two black guys to do it, but I've never known anyone else to do it other than these black dudes. And so, and those cigars fucking kick.
They're
awesome. Dude, I mean, I get nostalgic. I just did a show in Winston-Salem, and I was like, oh, Big Tobacco, baby. Let's go look at their houses. Like, I want
to
fucking...
Well, remember NASCAR used to have Skull Bandits and Winston. It was the Winston Cup. They got rid of tobacco out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Used to be a skull guy riding around out there and shit.
It's the coolest conversations. I remember Bill Burr would call me up and be like, yo, you want to have a cigar? And just come over, we'll have a cigar and just chop it up. No booze, just smoking cigars. It's the coolest fucking thing you can do as a man is have a cigar with another man. I've done it with Tommy so many times. Like, his neighbor's a big cigar guy. And so I remember one of the first times I was in Austin, we went up to his house, went up to his porch and had cigars just talking shit. And I fucking love it. I love that Rogan smokes cigars now because it's so not, I mean, I just say this, but it's so something I never thought Joe would do. I never thought he was just not a cigar guy. And I remember the first time I went in, Joe's like, you want a cigar? And I was like, fucking thank you, Lord. If this dude could not get cooler, this guy is the epitome of, like, for us, he's the man. Yes. He's the fucking bro. He is the most loving, sensitive, coolest, thoughtful dude in the world. But when he started smoking cigars, I was like, fuck yeah, this is what I've wanted, is to fucking have a cigar with Joe. And every time you do his podcast, cigar? Whiskey? Fuck yeah. Oh, I love it. I love everything tobacco's given me. And I understand that I can't do it all the time. I understand there's a finite time limit. I will quit Zins January 1st. But I'll start up again one time. Because who knows?
Well, this is going to air after January 1st. So let's see when this drops, if you're still good. You got to get out of here, brother. Thank you.
Buddy,
thank you for taking a trip down memory lane.
I
got to
give you your flowers. Everything you do is so thoughtful. In our business, and I'll speak for myself, sometimes when you do stuff with each other, there are things on the calendar, and you go in and you go, I can say someone I love, but I'm going to do Whitney's podcast. And you go, okay, Whitney's is a little different because she puts as much thought as you do. But sometimes you go do podcasts, and it's just a thing in the calendar you know you got to do, and you're like, well, I got to fucking think of a cool story. I don't have to think of anything when I work with you. You put so much thought into the products you make, these podcasts, that they are a true joy. And I end up finding myself coming out fulfilled, like feeling richer for the experience. And I have to say this, and please clip this out. If you're not listening to Ryan behind a mic talking to anybody, you're missing the joy of podcasting. You have done this better than all of us. And you do it at such a fucking high level. Your interviews with people, I see things of guys I've known forever. Felipe, I know Felipe very well. But when I hear you talk to him, I learn so much more about our friends that I just don't, I don't know. And I'm telling you, I would do this with you every single day. If Tom dies, I would love for me and you to just take over Two Bears.
Well. Thank you, for real. You don't understand how much that means to me, coming from guys like you and Tom, and you've helped so much.
Oh,
you've inspired this. I mean, this is my little mini version of what you got going on. Thank you, dude. Thank you for
I'm so glad you're healthy.
Flowers.
I'm so
Thank
glad.
You. I love you, dude.
I love having friends like you. I'm a richer man because of that.
Same. Thank you, brother. I love you, Burr Kreischer.
I love you more.
As always, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. We will talk to y'all next week.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet, resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Wix. It's where website creation meets AI and where your boldest ideas become real. It just takes one platform to build a site that looks great and does everything you need it to. And it just takes one person, you, to start taking care of business like a 10-person team. With AI tools for creating an entire website from scratch or testing new ways to make money, Wix is there with you from day one. Try it out now at Wix.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.